Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Okay, if you didn't have an appreciation for Lord Kurma after this verse, you may have a different consciousness. Are you ready? This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12. Chapter 13, text number 2, The Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Kurma, a tortoise, his back was scratched by the sharp-edged stones lying on massive, whirling Mount Mandara, and this scratching made the Lord sleepy. May all of you be protected by the winds caused by the Lord's breathing in this sleepy condition. Ever since that time, even up to the present day, the ocean tides have imitated the Lord's inhalation and exhalation by piously coming in and going out. Purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. At times we alleviate an itching sensation by blowing upon it. Similarly, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, the breathing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can alleviate the itching sensation within the minds of mental speculators, as well as the itching of the material senses of conditioned souls engaged in sense gratification. Thus, by meditating on the windy breath of Lord Kurma, the tortoise incarnation, all categories of conditioned souls can be relieved of the deficiencies of material existence and come to the liberated spiritual platform. One must simply allow the pastimes of Lord Kurma to blow within one's heart like a favorable breeze. Then one will surely find spiritual peace. Did you like it? On a scale of 10, 10 being the best thing you ever heard, and 1, meh. Is it 10? Okay. See, what I have here is the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the most revered of all the scriptures in the whole world. It is the fruit of the Vedic literature. Nigama kalpataro galitam balam shukamukhara mrita dravasam yutam. And it comes in a semi-solid condition, just like a smoothie. You can drink your breakfast, just drink it down. It's all blended up for you already. So all the philosophy, everything from the Upanishads, all the terse words, the Vedanta Sutra, it's all blended here and made perfectly digestible as a beverage that one can drink again and again. And the admonition is that you drink it, you become intoxicated, you pass out, and then you get back up again and drink it again. This intoxication has no inebriety. It simply brings the highest happiness again and again. Nigama kalpataro galitam balam shukam mukhadam brita drava samyutam pipata bhagavatam rasamalayam mahuraho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. So this was relished by the great liberated soul Shukadeva Goswami, to Maharaj Prikshit, Suta Goswami, to the sages at Naimasaranya. In the Tattvasandarbha, Jiva Goswami shows how in this age the Puranas are more important than the Vedas, although they're non-different from the Vedas, just as much as a golden bangle that has a breakage in it can be completed with another piece of gold of the same quality. So he's in a similar way, he shows with verses from the Shastra that the Puranas complete the understanding of the Vedic literatures. Especially in the age of Kali Yuga, nobody can understand the Vedas because it requires a particular lifestyle in order to imbibe them. So the Srimad Bhagavatam then, out of all the Puranas, is the topmost. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted it. Arajo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tadama Vrindavana Ramya Kachirupasana Vraja Vidu Valgena or Valgena Vakulpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartam Ahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tradara Napara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered some basic tenets. Here are the tenets of his teachings according to the Chaitanya Manjusha, which is that the Sri Vrindavan Dham and his and Krishna are non-different, and that the highest method of worshiping Krishna is that which was conceived by the gopis of Vrindavan, and that the spotless Purana and the authority on everything is Srimad Bhagavatam. That the ultimate goal of life is to attain pure love for Krishna. These four things. And out of 64 items of devotional service mentioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings, there are five which are particularly potent. And these five, he says, if one has a little connection with these five, then even if one doesn't have faith in them, but is non-offensive, he will attain perfection. So what are the five out of 64? One is chanting Hare Krishna. Two is associating with devotees. Three is living in a holy place like Vrindavan. Four is worshiping the deity. And five is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the association of devotees who are like-minded but who are more advanced than oneself. And by the way, there's an old saying, if you're the smartest one in the room, you're in the wrong room. Same thing. If you're the most advanced one in the room, you're in the wrong room. Not necessarily, maybe teaching. But the fact is that you should associate with those who are more advanced than yourself and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. By that, one becomes elevated. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the direct incarnation of Krishna. Krishna svadamo pakate dharma ganadi bisaha kalo nashta drishamesha purar narko dunoditaha. Just after Lord Krishna departed for his abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc., the Srimad Bhagavatam appeared as the incarnation of Krishna. And those who want to become free from the anomalies in the age of Kali will take light from this Purana just by hearing. And just by hearing, Srinvatam Swa Kata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hibadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. Lord Sri Krishna, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. He's there within the heart. However, when one hears Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna manifests in his original form, and he won't go away. He stays there. This is mentioned in the second verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sadyo Hridyavarudite Trakritibi Shushu Shibistakshanat. And that is that when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna immediately manifests in your heart and he won't leave. He won't leave that person because he's so attracted to not only the vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, but also to the person who would give oral reception to the Srimad Bhagavatam. And even if somebody inadvertently or accidentally hears Srimad Bhagavatam, they can become benefited. Vasudeva Katha Prashna. This is a mention in the beginning of the 10th canto when Parikshit Maharaj is speaking to Shukadeva and he says that normally I would be very disturbed by not eating, what to speak of not drinking for 7 days. Because Chutam Harikatamritam, I'm drinking the nectar that's falling from your mouth in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore I'm not disturbed at all. And then he goes on to say, three kinds of people are benefited from the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Who are they? The speaker, the listener, and everybody else in between who gets hit by the sound vibration. It's so beneficial that it's punya shravana kirtana. You get spiritually based pious credits just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, just by giving oral reception and Krishna takes away any of the anarthas that are there within the heart just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is also mentioned in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad to be an incarnation of Krishna. Its very volumes, the physical manifestation of the Bhagavatam itself, the book Bhagavatam. I'm holding it in my hand. Sometimes people say, well, I'll just get it online. I said, that's fine too. Yes, we have it online also, so we can look things up. But there is an aesthetic to life that can't be found just in some electronic medium. In fact, nowadays, statistics are showing, and I'll mention more about this specifically tonight, and the pen is mightier than the sword, but all studies are showing that people are gravitating back towards analog, and our digital is not growing like people thought it would, as people thought it would. They thought it would overtake everything, and everything would just go digital. But there's something within the human soul that craves some aesthetic beauty, some visceral experience, that's something you can touch. Something about a book, a volume itself, because the information in one volume is finite, apparently, whereas if you have an electronic device, it seems infinite and a little bit unwieldy. However, in one book you can think, okay, I can carry this around, at least I can assimilate something that's in here. And not only that, the book itself is worshipable item, object. We need worshipable objects. I mentioned it last night. Every soul is looking for some object to meditate upon, to feel satisfaction. But it's not to be found in the material world. It's to be found in the spiritual world. And what is the best object to meditate upon? Krishna. And how does Krishna manifest in this age? As a book. Lo and behold, he comes as a book. Humans already love books. So marry the two together. You know, don't meditate on A Tale of Two Cities or Moby Dick, but get the Bhagavatam and meditate on the Bhagavatam. It's an incarnation of Krishna. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishaya Shaya Lokasya Dandam Sasayanam Mahat. It's perfect. It's perfect in all its aspects. Moby Dick is not. I know, I studied English literature and people tore it apart in different ways. But the Bhagavatam is unassailable in all different ways. It's the perfect Purana. So people sometimes say, I want digital. That's fine, have digital, but have the book in your home. And one Sunday program, I was talking about the glories of Bhagavatam and asking devotees to take a set home. That night, I think we sold 64 sets of Bhagavatams. And one of the things I said was it's very important because children in the home, they get a chance to see the Bhagavatam and they grow up with it, the physical form of Krishna and the Bhagavatam. They can see the pictures, they'll appreciate that you took the space in your home to keep this divine literature. And after the talk, a young devotee came up to me. He was about 16 or 18. And he said, I want to verify what you just said. He said, I grew up in a devotee family. And when I hit my teens, he said, I became bad. He said, very bad. In fact, he turned to a life of drugs and became highly addicted to life-threatening drugs like heroin. And he said he was abusing this heroin, and then he overdosed. And when he did, he had this near-death experience. In fact, they had to revive him. He came back from the dead. Possible? Yes. What do they use to revive somebody from that? There's some drug too, right? Etrophine? A few doctors in here. What do they call etrophine? Epinephrine. Okay, I'm mispronouncing it, but whatever it is. He came back, but he told me when he was in that coma, temporary coma, he had a vision. See, his parents had kept the Srimad Bhagavatam in the house, and the set of Bhagavatams just happened to be right outside his room. And the first canto was facing outward. He could see the cover of it every time he'd walk in and out into his room. And when he went into this coma, he had a complete vision of the cover of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's what brought him back to life. And when he came back out of the coma, he said, I'm going to dedicate my life to Krishna. Because he saw the Bhagavatam in that coma, and he came back and he felt inspired that Krishna had come to save him. So the Bhagavatam is a person. It's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And keeping it in one's home is a pious activity. The demigods worship those homes that keep Vaishnava literatures. And the topmost of all Vaishnava literatures is the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the most sophisticated of all literatures. There are some scriptures, like Bhagavad Gita, that have very simple Sanskrit shlokas. Some of them are a combination. Some of the other Puranas have a very simple and consistent type of Sanskrit, but the Srimad Bhagavatam has a mixture of ancient Vedic style and more poetical modern styles, and it is the most sophisticated, according to Sanskrit grammar scholars, of all the scriptures in the world. The poetic devices that are used are unimaginable to even modern scholars. It's very difficult for them to penetrate the complexity in poetical devices that are there within the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the most complete and embellished and beautiful of all the scriptures. And it is the book that attracts the liberated souls like Shukadev Goswami, who wanted nothing to do with the material world at all. Do you feel like that? Like to have no connection whatsoever with the material world? He had so little desire to be connected to the material world when he was in the womb, he decided not to come out because he didn't want to become connected at all. And so he waited, and finally he came out when he was around 16. And then he ran away from home without even taking the sacred thread or taking any instruction from his father. He went to the forest, and he was completely satisfied by being detached from the material world. And so his father sent representatives into the forest, some students, to read verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, including Aho Bhakiyam Stanakalakutam, the verse describing how Putana had been killed by Lord Krishna. She had come to kill him with deadly poison on her breast, pretending to be a nursemaid, but he had killed her. But he didn't consider that she tried to kill him, she only considered that he dressed up as a nursemaid and therefore gave her liberation so that she could go back to the spiritual world. And Sri Uddhava says, who would take shelter of anyone else but Lord Krishna? He's so merciful that he only considers your devotional qualification and discounts everything else. And when Shukadeva Goswami began hearing these verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, he came back to study it. And then he went out into the world only for the purpose of giving mercy to others through Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many great causes in the world, good causes, but there's only one great cause, and that is the propagation of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the topmost of all occupations, period, full stop. So today, we're going to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam very deliberately. We don't know what will happen, but we have our robot button ready. And we will go to meet people to try to the best of our ability to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. And some of the ways in which one may do this successfully is to approach homes in areas where people are likely to have some awareness or interest in Srimad Bhagavatam. We've identified some of those places. And then to bring, of course, a set of Srimad Bhagavatams along, which law of book distribution would that cover? Which one is it? Here on a drowsy Sunday morning, number two is? Wow. Get books. That's it. So it's amazing that when you bring Srimad Bhagavatam along, what might happen. Devotees who are expert at this, like Sri Krishna Purushottam, Malini Devi Dasi, and others, have instructed us that you approach the door and invite people to come to, for instance, Ranashtami. It's just coming up soon, next Tuesday. So we're going ostensibly to invite people to Ranashtami. Clear? Okay. And as we go and invite people to Ranashtami, which is a very civilized thing to do, we also mention our Bhadra campaign, which is the Purnima during which when one gives a set of Srimad Bhagavatams on a golden throne, one gets the benefit of going to the ultimate destination, which is back to Godhead, just by giving away a set of Bhagavatams to a worthy person on the Bhadra Purnima. Does that sound like a good idea? It sounds practical too, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, so there's that, and there's also Matsya, Go Matsya. Who's Matsya? Is a fish, an ordinary fish from Lake Michigan? No. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared as a little minnow, and Maharaj Satyavrata saved him from the water because little Matsya said, I need to take shelter of you. I'm just a little fish. I'm going to be eaten by others. So he took that minnow, and the minnow kept growing and growing and growing until he became millions of yojanas long. And it was in the water of devastation. And then he revealed his purpose, which was to save the Vedas by keeping them up on a boat. Krishna's pastimes are cool. So he saved the Vedas by keeping them up on a boat. And so Matsyadev represents this, and not just represents, he is the savior of the Vedas, and he does it in dramatic fashion. So people should know Matsyadev. And you can remind them of the story of Matsyadev. We have an organization called Go Matsya. That is in like go, go, go. So Go Matsya is an organization that anyone can join. And the point is that we need relief in today's world. People need relief. How will they get it? Not by hanging out at 7-Eleven or Home Depot. Not by watching Showtime or Netflix. Although that's the tendency, most people just lose themselves at 7-Eleven. You get a Slurpee and sit down and watch Netflix. It won't help. But what will help is getting transcendental knowledge. And that transcendental knowledge comes from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Go Matsya project is for those who understand that solutions to the world's problems come from a spiritual level. And who also understand that there is axiomatic truth that comes through the Vedas, and that axiomatic truth is applicable in all times, all places, and circumstances. So people can join Go Matsya. It's an organization, a worldwide organization, for those who want to be counted as helping the world through preserving the Vedic knowledge and Vedic culture. By the way, culture means that which is real, right, and valuable in any community of human beings. That which is real, right, and valuable. And an institution, are we in an institution? Say yes. An institution is the means by which one transports culture across time and geography. And the late Joseph T. O'Connell, the preeminent scholar of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the secular world, wrote a paper called Institutionalizing Prema. And he said that in Gaudiya institutions, there's a hard institution and a soft institution. The hard institution is the management systems, the ways in which we organize ourselves, and the soft institution is the Gaudiya literatures. He said, the Gaudiya literature is the main ways in which we transport our culture across time and geography. The most efficient means. That's what Prabhupada also said. The books, the Bhagavatam sets that we're distributing today are an institution unto themselves. So Go Matsya, the motto of Go Matsya is preservation through mass distribution and education. Please repeat after me. Preservation through mass distribution and education. After all, if the Bhagavatam is distributed in mass quantity all over the world, then it will be preserved in society one way or the other, no matter how many floods, earthquakes, or wars that go on. That literature will be extant in human society. This is a kind of preservation. So it needs to go out. So we're looking for those who understand this need. The value of the soft institution, specifically the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the need to preserve it. And one of the ways that people can participate is by becoming an advocate. An advocate means that they keep a set of Srimad Bhagavatams in their home for the sake of preserving the Vedic knowledge and reading it themselves. What's an advocate? Where's the microphone? Give somebody the microphone and they'll explain what an advocate is. You have it, so might as well go ahead. What's an advocate? In our Gomatsya context.
An advocate is someone who maintains and preserves sacred literature.
Someone who gets a set of Srimad Bhagavatams with the sole purpose of preserving the Srimad Bhagavatam, they're keeping it in their home as a means of preservation, and also they learn from it. They educate themselves in Srimad Bhagavatam. Above an advocate, the next level is a distributor. One can become a distributor by not only being an advocate, but finding one other person to be an advocate. Then you become a distributor. Anybody in Amway? Does this sound familiar? So then above a distributor is an organizer. And an organizer is one who goes out and... Actually, I think I'm getting the marketing scheme wrong. The distributor is one who gives referral. He gives referral for other advocates, for an advocate. And then a distributor, an organizer, do you have it right there? What is it? What's the organizer? Okay, give her the microphone so she can tell the audience.
An organizer gets a set of Srimad Bhagavatam and personally enrolls at least 3 people.
Okay, and say the other ones just to make sure we cover them properly.
An advocate supports this cause by getting a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. A distributor gets a set of Srimad Bhagavatam and refers others to enroll. And the organizer gets a set of Srimad Bhagavatam and personally enrolls at least 3 people.
Say it one more time.
An advocate supports this cause by getting a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. A distributor gets a set of Srimad Bhagavatam and refers others to enroll. And an organizer gets a set of Srimad Bhagavatam and personally enrolls at least 3 people.
Does everyone have that? Say yes. Okay, hands anybody the microphone and see if that's true.
An advocate is someone who will take Bhagavatam for themselves. And a distributor is one who takes Bhagavatam, but he refers people, he spreads the word, refers people to take.
People or one person? What is it? Refers others.
Refers
okay,
others
that's a distributor.
To take.
He gives some referrals.
And then an organizer is one who takes Bhagavatam and refers 3 people to, 3 others to take Bhagavatam. Personally enrolls, 3 others to take Bhagavatam.
Okay, so the distributor just gives us some referrals and said, here's some people you can go in and sign up. And then the organizer does it him or herself, right?
Personally enrolls at least 3 people.
They actually go out and actively do it. So here's some pictures of Matsya. He started as a minnow. He grew larger and larger. And so this program will grow larger and larger also. And there's the Gomatsu logo. And here's our mission. Everyone say it. Correct. And tonight I'll be talking, Pen is Mightier Than the Sword, and I'll go over some of these points. Then, of course, Prabhupada said, I want every respectable person has a full set of Bhagavatams and Chaitanya Charitamrita in his home. So you'll find respectable people by, interviewing people. Knock, 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 excuse me. Yes, how can I help? Are you a respectable person? Good, then let us in. We're going to give you something. Okay, so who can enroll in Gomatsya? What's the answer? Do you agree with that? Can anyone enroll? You agree? Okay, he agrees. Who should enroll in Gomatsya? Do you agree with that? Okay. Everyone who wants to do good for the world. So you get, when you enroll in Gomatsya, divine service to Matsyadeva, the Supreme Lord. A subscription to Bhakti Pulse, which is a 3-minute Bhagavatam class. Comes out regularly. Spiritual association with international community. You get connected to all the other Gomatsyas all over the world. And your name displayed on the Vedic Preservation Wall. We have a website, gomatsya.com, in which we're listing all of the those who join Gomatsya. Here's the levels of enrollment. You see the advocate, and then the distributor, and the organizer. Clear? Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. And the Bhadra campaign, this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 13th chapter, 13th verse. Let's read it together. If on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, one places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne and gives it as a gift, he will attain the supreme transcendental destination. There's the poster. Do we have the posters here yet? Okay. So the poster's up. That was designed by Mathura Prasad Prabhu. It's a beautiful poster, isn't it? And there's a picture of one of the thrones. They just arrived. And that goes along with the set. And last night we talked to a couple of the distributors. They were out in the field when they talked to us, and they said it's huge. People love this zone. Didn't they say? They're taking the thrones around with them when they go door to door, and they enter the house just with one Bhagavatam. Because remember how Matsya started. He's just like a little fish. Here, help me. Just let me in for a minute. And then once he gets in there, they go, well, what is the Bhagavatam anyway? Deepak, bring it in, and it brings in this box. And then you start unfolding it and showing a little bit more. And then there's this throne, the golden throne for Bhadra. So that's a beautiful throne. We just got them made in India and sent over. They're very inexpensive, too, I think. What is it? $6 or $8? $8 only. So you get this throne, and they get that along with their set of Bhagavatams. And so they can place that Bhagavatam on the golden throne and give it to somebody on Bhadra and get the great gift of going back home, back to Godhead. What do you think of that idea on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 means the best thing you ever heard, and 1 means meh. 10! 100! Now you're talking my language. Okay, they're doing it in London. It's on the 6th of September. I heard yesterday from Davesh and Vrindarika, who are in London. They inaugurated this Gomatsya there. And they, just as a couple, they started the program. And last month they sold 13 sets of Bhagavatams, just introducing the Gomatsya program. Now, who benefits? We talked about. And so this is a program that you can recommend when you meet people. There's two things. One is the Bhadra campaign, and the other is Gomatsya. And the other is that you're inviting people to come to Radhashtami. And after Radhashtami, you're inviting people to come to which? Whatever holiday's coming up. It's always good to have one on hand. The reason we're here is to invite you to Yes, I'll find one on the calendar. That's why they're all there. So you can do Sankirtan in even more efficient ways. So knock, knock, knock. They open the door. Yes, how are you? And it's like, oh, hi. We're in the neighborhood from the local Hare Krishna temple in Naperville. And we came here to invite you to Radhashtami. It's coming up on Tuesday. Starts at 6 o'clock p.m. here at our temple, 7 o'clock p.m. at the temple. It goes till midnight. And we'd like you to come. And also, we're showing the Bhagavatam, and you have one Bhagavatam in your hand to show and to tell you about our Gomatsya program, which is for part of Bhadra. Excuse me, Bhadra, which is part of Gomatsya. And you can show them Bhagavatam so that what happens is that oftentimes people who are pious will say, then why don't you come in? Which is a big mistake. But when they invite you in, then you can begin going into more detail about the Bhagavatam and about Gomatsya and about Bhadra. And as they show a little bit of interest, then you can leave the set outside. Don't bring in it all at once, but then once there's a little interest, you can bring the set inside and then show them the full set of Bhagavatams, what it looks like. And it's $250 here at Naperville. Normally $440, but because of Radhashtami and because of all the festivities and everything, we're doing a special, which is $250 only. Right? And Prema Dorangri, please tell the devotees about the conversation we had last night with Malini and SKP. That's Sri Krishna Purushottam. He's our co-Sankirtan leader, and we didn't plan it that his initials would be SKP. It just came out that way.
So the message from back just now was that we're going to celebrate Radhashtami on September 3rd. So if you're inviting people to the temple, say that although Radhashtami is on 29th, we're observing it on the following weekend.
Okay.
Should I go over the whole
Why
thing?
Don't you?
Yeah, okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So basically, we contacted Sri Krishna Purushottam Prabhu and Malini Mataji, who do a lot of set distribution, Srimad Bhagavatam sets. So Prabhu asked, how should we go about it? And of course, the first thing they said is that whatever they know, it's because of Prabhu. And they're just simply trying to follow that. So the few things that they said is always pick a good school district. That's very important when you're trying to do sets, because there people are a little bit pious in such places. And if you can get like names and referrals through somebody you know in that subdivision or something, that's always helpful. In general, it's easier to sell sets to Indians, so that's what they have focused on, because there's some kind of piety and a background. So if we know one Indian and then we can get names or numbers of the houses of others in the subdivision, that always helps. Always have backup places. If the first house, second house, or that subdivision doesn't work, have other places to go to. Also have Bhagavatam in other languages like Telugu, Tamil, Hindi, Gujarati, maybe Spanish. Sometimes you've been able to distribute like a Spanish Bhagavatam. That's really nice. And then when you go in, or actually before you go in, decide who's going to speak. When one person is speaking, it's better that the others don't just like contribute randomly. If we want more than one person to speak, we should decide ahead who's going to speak which part of it. And
And then, like Prabhu just shared, you know, you can invite them to some particular festival, whatever is close at that point of time. And take one book, that's also you already mentioned. They usually start with, you know, seventh canto or fourth canto and focus on Prahlad Maharaj's story or Dhruva Maharaj's story and show pictures and particularly talk about how it's so beneficial for the children. Of course, when you first knock the door, just introduce yourself, who you are, and what you're here for, and then ask them where they're from. And if you can connect to wherever they're from, that's very, very helpful. Find some point of connection, basically. Whether it is maybe the place they come from, the language they speak, or where they grew up, even if it's not where they were born, or, you know, just find some point of connection and, you know, go with the conversation from there. And then glorify Bhagavatam, how it's the cream of all the Vedic literatures and everything. And let's see what else. Yeah, and while the conversation is kind of going on and they're like kind of really with you at that at some point, and that at that point bring in the full set of Bhagavatam inside. Until then, just hang on to one book. And at, you know, when you feel like, okay, they're really into it, then bring the whole set.
He said that there, you can give a signal to somebody.
Yeah. He said that give a signal of somewhere, say that, okay, there's 18 books or 12 volumes and 12 cantos, and then at that point, somebody just brings it in. And he said within a few minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, we should be able to judge their interest in the Bhagavatam. That's something. Don't just like ramble, but, you know, be very focused and know what you want to say, connect with them, and assess their interest.
That's he also kind of said, come in with only the Bhagavatam. Don't also carry with you a Krishna book and Bhagavad Gita, because what happens is they'll divert their attention. They'll say, "Oh, I'll just take that." I know when the devotees go to sell Bhagavatam sets at ISV, they're exclusively focused on selling Bhagavatam sets. So you start with that. If it goes down to, of course, nothing's down; it's absolute. But if they don't take the full set of Bhagavatams, then you can bring out of hiding your Bhagavad Gita or Krishna book. But it's a natural way that a device that people use to try to get out of something by saying, "Well, I'll just take that then." And another thing that people do to try to not take the full set of Bhagavatams, they say, "We'll just take one of them." But the devotees are expert in getting out of that, because, and rightly so, because it's a fact. They point out that in the Padma Purana, the full Bhagavatam set is a deity of Krishna. First canto and second canto is his lotus feet, and then going up through the middle cantos, it's his torso, and then you get the Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto is his smiling face, 12th canto is the crown, and so forth. So, we couldn't do that, because we can't break up, you know, Krishna's transcendental body. It's a deity that comes as one piece. In any case, they were telling last night how many people are open and appreciative of Gomatsya and the concept. It's actually a viable solution to the world's problems, and for anybody who has any appreciation for the Vedic scriptures, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, they'll be inclined towards this. So they say that the price of the Bhagavatam right now is $250, but anything that you give over that is a donation for Gomatsya, for the organization itself to expand. So they said that a lot of people give a lot more than $250. They'll give $500 or more, because it's for a bigger cause besides just buying the Bhagavatam, but actually they're taking they're taking stock in this Gomatsya. So you're selling stock in a company, basically, which is meant to spread Srimad Bhagavatam around the world. Are there any questions or reflections about that? About selling Bhagavatam sets? Yes, one, two. One, two, three, four.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. Two questions, Prabhu. One is, I know we talked about Bhagavad Gita when we meet people who are offering less money. We talked about the way to approach in those particular scenarios. So similarly for Bhagavatam, when we say that it is $250, but someone is saying they want to give less money, how do we go about in those cases?
Then they can take, at those times when you see that they're not going to budge, then you can bring out the Krishna book and give them the summary of the 10th canto and maybe Bhagavad Gita. So we find when you start with the Bhagavatam at $250, oftentimes people will give, you know, $50 or $30 for a couple of other books. So you have to be a little bit sensitive and see, like, this isn't going to go anywhere, and stop pushing, and then you can reveal, well, you can just take these then. But don't bring them out in the beginning, because that will divert their attention from their real task at hand, which is coming up to the level of faith to accept the Bhagavatam into their house. And sometimes people say that... you know, they'll say the digital thing, which is I brought up in the beginning, or I'll just get it online. And I did mention about how this is a deity. And the other thing, one of the main things that people have an excuse they bring up is that they don't have space. But you can point out that you can always make space for Krishna, and he'll make space for you when you do that. And that another... A very salient point is that the Bhagavatam itself is the Goloka Vrindavan planet. There's no difference, says Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, between the Bhagavatam and Goloka Vrindavan. It's the same. So many people are aware of the science of astrology, correct? You know about the grahas? Have you felt them in your life? So the grahas have an influence over, these are planets, their personalities. And if you look at anyone's chart, you'll notice where they're positioned, they'll have a specific influence over various parts of your life. And the salient point is that the Bhagavatam is a planet. It's a Goloka Vrindavan planet. If you bring that planet into your vicinity, then all the other planets become combust. Yastwindra Gopa Matavendra Mahosa Karma Bandan Rupa Palabhajana Matanoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajam Govinda Mari Purushanta Mahambhajami. Those engaged in Bhakti Bhajan, their karma is being diminished. Whereas from Indra down to the Indra Gopa germ, everyone's getting the due results of their karma, except for those in Bhakti Bhajan. So one really important point is, if you keep Bhagavatam as a devotion, that will change your the influence of all the planets. This planet will take prominence in your life, so it's worth making space for the Bhagavatam. I can't even remember your question, but I hope I answered it.
Yes,
Hare Krishna. Okay.
My second question is, in case we knock the door and come across some non-Indian family, how do we present this literature?
Give it a shot. And you can always tell pretty quickly about levels of interest when you meet people. You can very quickly assess how much their interest level is. And if you can see that it's a very low interest level, or that they're really just introductory level, then you can just do what we taught yesterday, hand them the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, with Westerners, you can always start that way, because it's hard to tell in the beginning how interested they might be. I don't think there's more than maybe a few people on the planet who are not from India who already know about Bhagavatam or the Vedic scriptures. It's pretty rare. So for those people, you can start with the Bhagavad Gita like we did yesterday, and if you see a high level of interest, then you can go up to the Bhagavatam. Whereas with Indian families who are very much aware of the Bhagavatam and the Vedic literatures and the purpose of preserving them, you can start with the Bhagavatam. Does that help?
Yes, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
There are three more questions. Let's cover them quickly.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, like I was thinking how to connect to people from different states, people speaking different languages.
Yes.
So I was thinking about saints from, say, somebody who's speaking Telugu, like some, if I can get names of some saints from Andhra Pradesh who we can connect to and then connect them to Bhagavatam.
Yes.
So like we have diverse people here and if...
Do you have those?
I just said Telugu, Gujarati, or you know, people speaking those languages. I just want to know from people.
Yeah, so I'm just asking you, do you have them, the saints lined up? Then you could call SKP this morning and just ask them to give you a list of all the saints that they mention. It's in my book also. There's a chapter on the selling sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't think I list all the saints, but you can call. I would recommend that we call SKP before we go out. You could take charge of that and talk to he or Malini, and get a list of those personalities, because that is one of the things that they do, is try to relate to their culture, because immediately they'll feel kinship with you if you do that. Yes. Use the microphone, please, because people online can't hear you.
Is the question is, in current age, like some famous spiritual person who's glorifying Bhagavatam, or is it like a different version of Bhagavatam which was written back in
days? No. What he's talking about is every Indian culture has some historical saints. And, you know, like the Alwars from South India, if you bring them up, especially in relation to Bhagavatam. Ramanujacharya, for instance, commented on the Bhagavatam. And those in the Sri Vaishnav, who are related to Sri Vaishnav, they're from South India. If you talk about Ramanuja, they'll very much appreciate it. And there are others as well, regional saints. And if you do know well-known people in India who are big fans of the Bhagavatam, then you can bring them up too. But they may be rare. Ish. Okay, what else? You had a question, you were about to go.
Prabhu, I had a question about the Gomatsya.
Yes.
So, we were talking about the distributor and the organizer and the advocate. So, do they get any benefits, or is it just the inspiration once they get the Srimad Bhagavatam, then they're inspired to?
You get divine service to Matsyadev, the Supreme Lord. You get a subscription to Bhakti Pulse. You get spiritual association with an international community, and you get your name displayed on the Vedic preservation wall. Those are the four main you gets, four main benefits.
So the poster doesn't speak about the advocate and the distributor and the organizer, correct?
The poster
doesn't say this.
You have a Gomatsu poster? We have a Bhadra poster. Bhadra is one event in the year, which is within the purview of Gomatsya. Gomatsya is the entire campaign, which is to spread the Srimad Bhagavatam far and wide. And the reason we came up with it was because we started realizing that we were saturating our area. So many devotees are selling Bhagavatam sets in the Bay Area. They have to go further and further out to find the people that will take them. So what we started doing is drilling down. So in any sales organization, there's a warm market and a cold market. The cold market means knock, knock, knock. Hi, I'm such and such. Who are you? By the way, I have this thing. And then a certain percentage, 3 out of 10, will take it. But the warm market is the people who are already interested, and then they have their connections. that they can refer to. It's referral marketing. And so they just say, go to this door, go to that door. Or better yet, they take you over there and say, hi, this is my friend from Gomatsia, and we thought of you, and I think that you should take one. In fact, you have to. And that's referral marketing, and it works. So we started doing that so we could drill down deeper, so we could keep going down, 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 instead of going out, out, out. Does that help?
I need a little bit more clarity.
Please.
So this one and the Bhadra campaign is a part of the Gomatsya, correct?
Yes.
It's an event in the Gomatsya. But when we are promoting for the Bhadra campaign, they get the same, like, are we supposed to tell them that this is what you're getting, even if they are part of the Bhadra campaign?
No, they have to join Gomatsya.
Oh, okay.
They can, Gomatsya, to join Gomatsya, you can become, there's three levels. Human beings like levels. When they see them, they want to climb them, especially Indians. So if you see advocate, then above that, distributor or organizer. You can be one of these three members of the organization. An advocate means you just keep a Bhagavatam at your home to help preserve the culture. Okay, that's an important task. And the difference between that and just buying a set is because when you become an advocate, it means you're doing something. It may be a little passive, but you're actually a part of a bigger idea, which is to preserve the Vedic culture. Then if you want to be a little more active, so this bottom level is like Shantaras. Then if you want to enter into Dasiras, you get up to the distributor, which means that you start giving some referrals. You get the set and you say, you know, here's, you know, Dilip lives over here. Go talk to Dilip. He'll take one. And then the third level is an organizer, getting into Madhurya Ras. And that is the way in which that person actually takes an active role and goes out and does it themselves and gets some people. They actually sell some sets, makes the call, as you know, says, take this. And a great aid in that is the Bhadra campaign, because it gives them an excuse to call up and say, look, there's this opportunity, it's coming up soon, you should be part of this, let's work together. They become an organizer. So we want to empower people immediately to distribute the books themselves, based on Lord Chaitanya's order. He said, I order every person to take up the Sankirtan movement. So that should be good, that should cover the whole thing. So he deputized everybody, and it's just a matter of whether they agree or not. If they don't agree, then, you know, they're stuck with their paltry, insignificant life, whatever it may be. And if they do agree, then they enter into the realm of being a servant of Lord Chaitanya. And there's nobody better than Lord Chaitanya anywhere. So if you serve him, then your life becomes sublime. What else? Okay. Who, there was one, two, three, okay, and four.
Just a quick question. With the price, 250, do you have, do they do campaigns that they have, they can pay by parts? They can have, you know, payments,
yeah,
type of things?
Sure.
Yeah. Can you explain a little bit of that?
They can. They have a local, it's a local thing, so you tell how you're doing it here.
They can pay $100, Prabhu. Rest of it, they can pay in installments, ranging from $10 per month, whatever their comfort is. Rest for the, after $100, rest of the $150, $10 per month, get paid in one year, something like that.
And you can let them know also that we have the Yamaraj Collection Agency, for those who don't pay. You have a little card, and you, these people will call you after a year if you haven't paid. Yeah, so that makes it easy. And we take credit cards. What else? Mataji, yes? Here comes the mic. Yes, Bhadra?
The giver can be anybody. It does not need to be a devotee. Or
yeah, it doesn't stipulate.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody's giving away the Bhagavatam, they're... I mean, if they have the wherewithal to think, I'm going to get a Bhagavatam giveaway and a golden throne, they're pretty high up there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, anybody can do it. Doesn't mention a qualification, just mentions that you do it. So if people hear about it and they understand it's a scriptural injunction, you know, people who understand scripture, that it comes from God and it's axiomatic truth, they'll take advantage of this. Because $250 plus, I think, the Sringasan cost 8 or 10 or something like that, right? I mean, you're going to lose $250 here or there, get a traffic ticket or something. I mean, $250 just goes, you know, here and there. You just lose it. And you don't get any credit for that. But if you give away $250 by investing in Bhagavatam, giving away on Bhadra, that's really smart. That's a really smart investment. That's preemptive. Before it's taken away, you give it away. And you give it away according to scripture in such a way that you get the benefit of going back to Godhead. People should know about that. That's a big loophole in the taxation system here. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu?
Thank you, Prabhu. I'm following from a few months your classes online on Facebook
Thank you.
Live. And I'm picking up, like, you know, slowly how to do book distribution. And before that, I need to have a proper training. So this is the reason I'm following you. So there are a few questions, right, if you allow me.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
First one is, like, I'm cherry picking and fast forwarding.
And hold that just a little closer. Thank you.
I'm cherry picking and fast forwarding. So the demigods approach Shukdev Goswami with a pot of nectar, and they ask, like, you know, give this to Parikshit Maharaj and Bhagavatam to us. And Shukdev Goswami clearly said, how come you can compare the transcendental nectar to, like, you know, the nectar pot you're holding, and you drive them away? From this analogy, I mean, reference, you know, what are the things, like, as a book distributor, me should develop, like, when I'm going to, you know, give a Srimad Bhagavatam to a pious person, what questions I need to take in determining, like, he can be pious, I'm entering his house, do I need to see certain things before even offering Srimad Bhagavatam? Because they may have deities in their home, one more deity. So that aspect I need to hear more, because these are transcendental things. But, I mean, all devotional services are transcendental.
Well, in the program I gave yesterday, I recommended, or maybe the day before, I recommended that, and I advocated the first law of book distribution is your sadhana must be strong. So generally, those whose sadhana is strong will have the wherewithal to understand the subtleties of what they're presenting, and they'll do it faithfully. And those who don't just won't do it. Unless you're experiencing the nectar of the Bhagavatam, you won't be enthusiastic about presenting it. You wouldn't even think, why would I bother carrying around this big box of books? And Prabhupada said that when he was on his way to America. He said, how can I make them realize the benefit of the Bhagavatam? That just by hearing it, they can go back to the spiritual world and revive their relationship with Krishna. So generally, people who don't know what Bhagavad Gita is, or Srimad Bhagavatam, or even devotees who are involved in Krishna consciousness, unless they're studying the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and appreciating it on a very deep level, they don't feel that commitment. I know devotees like Govardhan in South Africa. He's a highly educated and very exalted soul. And he told me his story about how he came to Krishna consciousness by coming in contact with Prabhupada's books. Therefore, he knows the benefit of them because he himself was brought in by the books, and he knows the benefit of distributing them. So you have to have some level of realization. Do you have a couple more questions? I have to hurry because I'm getting signals that we have to get going. So go ahead.
Another question was, like, Srila Prabhupada always caution about hearing. We should not hear from professional speakers. We should hear from the Vaishnavas. And the reason is this, I mean, transcendental knowledge, if it is not properly presented, I mean, it won't have any, or it can go. Coming back to book distribution, so we give book distribution, if Srimad Bhagavatam, if the recipient also is not properly qualified.
If the receiver is not qualified?
I mean, they are not properly monitored. So they may, I mean, reading, and they can have their own interpretation.
Actually,
and they can turn into professional speakers.
A couple points. One is, first of all, Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as far as the distribution goes, that even a neophyte, a brand new person who has faith that Krishna and his name are non-different, can convert others to Vaishnavism. So it's not an issue of how much exposure one's had, it's the intensity of the exposure and how much faith one has. And the second point is about us distributing books and then being responsible for people misusing them. There's a couple cogent points. One is, for instance, of all the parts of Bhagavatam that we've been warned about, it's the 10th canto. Don't jump to the 10th canto. However, Prabhupada gave that first, before he gave the full set of Bhagavatams, because it's also the most important part of Bhagavatam. Vikrititam vraja vadur vir aham cha vishnu Vikrititam vraja vadur vir aham cha vishnu shradhan vito na shinu yad atavarna yad ya. Bhaktim param bhagavate pratilabhya kamam ridrogam ashva pahinot yav charin adhira. Just by hearing the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the desires for material enjoyment are expunged from the heart, and one attains perfection. But it's also saying you shouldn't read it without going through the first 9 cantos. But here Prabhupada's bringing out the 10th canto for the whole world. Why? Because it's absolutely necessary, and he wasn't sure if he was going to finish the Bhagavatam, therefore he wanted to make sure it was available to human society. And at the same time, he wrote commentary in between every line to make sure that people didn't misunderstand what the 10th canto is. And in a similar way, Prabhupada has explicated every point in the Bhagavatam with his purports, so it can't be misunderstood. So if people have Prabhupada's books, they're perfectly free to misinterpret them, but it's very unlikely, because the commentaries will contradict any kind of misinterpretation.
Thank you.
Okay. Besides, we find the opposite anyway. When people get Prabhupada's books, they actually get realigned with philosophy that follows the parampara, not otherwise. Usually it's the other way around, that they're misinformed, and then they get Prabhupada's books, and then they become realigned, you know. Yeah. Nice questions. Thank you very much. So now we actually have a practical experiment. Again today, we don't expect any result other than the fact that we're doing the right thing, and the result is we'd like to just show our vigor. Prabhupada said you should try for this book distribution vigorously. So the vigor part would be that you make the endeavor to just go out. And when you get there, all you have to do to complete that that phase is just touch the pavement. Did you all do that yesterday? Okay, and you were done after that, right? And everything else you did was extra after you touched the pavement. So today, too, we're going to touch the pavement, and we're going out with the purpose of following the leaders. We've heard from Malini and SKP, and we've heard what they told us. And now, because we're human beings and we can take information in our ears and then apply it ourselves, we're just going to try the same thing. And come what may, we know that we're doing the right thing, because we're trying this service to distribute the Srimad Bhagavatam. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. So now we have several locations that we're going to. They're not picked randomly. We've actually consulted reliable sources, and we know where certain people live. We're tracking them down. We're going to go to specific homes. We're dividing up into various parties so that everyone gets a chance to try this. Are you all excited?
Yes.
Okay, good. Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Hari Bo Nittai Gaura Hari Bo Nittai Gaura Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Nittai Gaura Hari Bo. Vanchakalpatibhrishcha kripasanamevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. And we thank everyone for joining us online. Hare Krishna.
Nacharyar marman, Nacharyar marman, Nacharyar marman, Nacharyar marman. Hey, Nacharyar marman, Nacharyar marman, Nacharyar marman, Nacharyar marman.